Ever feel like the world's getting a little too reliant on ones and zeros? I mean, we're talking planes staying in the air defense systems, all riding on code.
Right.
Today's deep dive: cybersecurity in aerospace and defense, and why CMMC 2.0 is the new rule of the game.
Yeah, what's wild is how this goes way beyond someone like trying to hack your bank account.
Right.
We're talking about safeguarding the entire digital backbone of national security.
Okay, now you've officially grabbed my attention.
Okay.
So CMMC 2.0, is this like cybersecurity 101 for defense contractors, or are we talking something a little bit bigger?
Think of it as cybersecurity, mission critical edition.
Okay.
We're talking about the entire defense industrial base, over 300,000 contractors handling super sensitive information. The
Wow.
attack surface is enormous.
And I'm guessing the consequences of a breach are a tad more intense than someone swiping your credit card number.
Remember that story a few months back where hackers hit that aerospace giant
Yeah.
and got away with schematics for a new drone engine? Cost them millions, delayed production.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
So CMMC compliance, it's not just a suggestion.
No.
It's like the price of admission to even play in this industry.
Exactly. Lose your CMMC certification and you can kiss those juicy government contracts goodbye.
Right.
And no business wants that, especially in this sector.
All right. So CMMC 2.0, let's break it down. I keep hearing it's not just about ticking boxes anymore. What's changed?
It's about building a genuine culture of cybersecurity.
Okay.
And that starts by recognizing not all data is created equal.
Right.
CMMC 2.0 uses a tiered system: foundational, advanced, and expert.
Okay.
The higher you go, the more sensitive the data you handle, the tougher the security measures.
So, like a company developing stealth bomber tech is playing in a different league than someone making those tiny pretzels they give you on
You
planes.
got it.
Okay. And here's the kicker. A recent report found that 90% of companies in this space share sensitive data with external partners.
Wow.
Your systems might be Fort Knox, but what about the guy down the street making your engine parts? Wow, 90%. That's a sobering thought. So it's not just about securing your own house, but making sure everyone in your neighborhood is up to code too.
Precisely. And that's where the rubber really meets the road with CMMC 2.0.
Okay.
It forces you to think about cybersecurity holistically, from your own internal practices to how you vet and manage every single vendor.
Okay, so we've established the stakes are astronomical, but how does a company actually achieve this CMMC 2.0 nirvana? The article mentioned 10 actionable steps, right? Let's unpack those. What's step one?
First things first, you need to know where you stand.
Right.
That means conducting a thorough cybersecurity assessment, like a full body scan for your digital infrastructure.
So before you even think about building Fort Knox, you got to check for any existing cracks in the foundation.
Exactly. Identify your vulnerabilities, then dive deep into the specific requirements of your designated CMMC level.
Okay.
No point prepping for a marathon if you're supposed to be running a 10K.
Gotcha. So once you know what you're up against, you build that roadmap to compliance.
Precisely a detailed plan outlining the tasks, timelines, resources, kind of like your cybersecurity battle plan.
Okay, so that's the planning phase. Now we're talking about actually building those defenses, right?
Right.
The article mentioned something about robust technical controls, and honestly, that sounds a little intimidating.
Think of it this way: if your data is the crown jewels, you're building the digital equivalent of Fort Knox.
Okay.
Strong firewalls, multi-factor authentication, those are your high security locks encryption. That's like having your data under constant guard by a team of Secret Service agents.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture.
Good.
But I can't help but think about that time. I forgot the code to my own luggage lock. Even with the best security system in place, human error can still mess things up, right?
You're absolutely right. Technology is only half the battle. The weakest link is often us, the humans.
Right, we've all fallen for those click here to claim your prize emails at some point. What kind of havoc can one wrong click wreak in the aerospace industry?
A few years back, a major aerospace company was hit with a phishing scam. Hackers got their hands on sensitive design blueprints for a new type of military aircraft, all because someone clicked on a malicious link.
Oof, talk about an expensive mistake. Okay, so step three has got to be employee training. We need everyone to be cyber savvy.
Absolutely. Regular engaging cybersecurity training is non-negotiable.
Okay.
And not just a boring PowerPoint presentation, make it relevant to their work, show them the real-world impact.
Right.
Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
Like they say, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Right.
So we've got the fortress, we've trained our guards. What else do we need?
Now, even with the best internal team, CMMC 2.0 can get pretty complex. It's like navigating a maze, but luckily there's help. That's where C3PAOs come in.
C3 what now?
C3PAOs. Think of them as specialized cybersecurity detective agencies. They'll come in, assess your systems with a fine-tooth comb, and guide you through the entire compliance process.
So they're like the cybersecurity equivalent of those guys who come in to make sure your house is up to code before you sell it, but for protecting top-secret defense data.
Exactly. Having a C3PAO on your side is like having a cybersecurity Shupa guiding you to the summit of Mount CMMC.
Okay.
And remember those acronyms we talked about earlier, EDR and SIM?
Yeah.
Those are your high-tech tools in this climb.
Okay, yeah. Remind me again what those are all about. I'm still wrapping my head around all these acronyms.
Imagine EDR, or Endpoint Detection and Response, as having a security guard who not only patrols your network, but can also tackle a hacker before they even reach the door.
Okay.
And SIM, that's Security Information and Event Management. Think of it like a security camera system that records everything and alerts you to suspicious activity in real time.
Okay, those analogies definitely help. So we're talking about having both the manpower and the technology to keep a watchful eye on everything 24/7.
You got it. But don't forget about your vendors and suppliers.
Right.
They're part of your ecosystem, and a weak link in their security can compromise your entire chain.
All right, we were talking about everyone in the neighborhood being up to code earlier. So how do we make sure our suppliers aren't accidentally leaving the back door open?
That's where robust vendor management comes in.
Okay.
Make sure your contracts include strict cybersecurity requirements, and don't be afraid to audit your vendors to ensure they're meeting your standards.
Okay.
Remember, you wouldn't let just anyone build the engine for your new fighter jet, right?
Definitely not. So regular security audits, both internal and external, those are key to maintaining that ironclad cybersecurity posture.
And it's not a, you know, like a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Like those old antivirus programs you install and just hope for the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The cybersecurity landscape, it's more like a jungle than a museum. It's constantly evolving.
So how do you stay ahead of the game? It feels like a never-ending cat and mouse chase.
You got to be proactive.
Right.
Stay informed about the latest threats, the newest regulations, the best practices. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
So CMMC 2.0, it's the bare minimum of the price of entry.
Correct.
What does it take to go beyond compliance and create that true culture of cybersecurity we keep talking about?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
It's about weaving cybersecurity into the very fabric of your organization, from the CEO down to the intern. Everyone needs to be a stakeholder.
So it's not just about having the right tech and the right policies. It's about fostering that mindset of vigilance every single day.
Spot on.
Right.
Think about those like legendary test pilots pushing the boundaries of what an aircraft can do. They didn't just follow the manual. They lived and breathed aviation. That's the energy we need in cybersecurity.
I like that analogy. Mm. It's about constantly anticipating threats, innovating your defenses being one step ahead, and probably collaborating with others, right?
Yeah.
Because a rising tide lifts all boats.
Absolutely. Information sharing is crucial.
Yeah.
We need to be sharing threat intelligence, best practices, even vulnerabilities. Because the bad guys, they're definitely sharing notes.
This has been an incredible deep dive. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've learned a ton about CMMC 2.0, why it matters, and what it takes to build that cybersecurity A-game. What's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
CMMC 2.0 is essential, but it's just the beginning.
Right.
The real winners in the aerospace and defense game, they won't be the ones who just meet the minimum. They'll be the ones who see cybersecurity as a competitive advantage, a driver of innovation and growth.
It's like you said earlier, cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And the companies that embrace that journey, they're the ones who'll be soaring ahead. That's some serious food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay secure.